Hello, and welcome to the Soft Machine Podcast. This is Tamara Frankel. To preface this episode, I know it's been a very long time since I've put anything out. I've been on quite a journey these past few months, which actually I plan to tell you all about in an upcoming episode, but not today. Today, we're going to be talking about Trisha Paytas and maximalism, the celebration of American self-indulgence, gluttony, and the return of decadence, but not real decadence, a mediocre simulation of decadence in a world of facsimile. Some call this the age of anything goes. I see it as an age crippled by safety and mediocrity, and a lack of imagination and courage. We live in a Real Housewives and Kardashian era of reality TV culture, where the internet has exported and universalized Hollywood celebrity culture to every end of the earth with a Wi-Fi connection and made it accessible to all via the vehicle of social media. In a sense, we're all living in our own reality TV shows, or at least it's an option for us all. In many ways, I see privacy as the ultimate luxury in the current age. And in this era of bad taste, the hysterical realism of Trisha Paytas's 10,000-calorie mukbangs, vlogs, and indecipherably superficial rant videos somehow fits perfectly. Now, I don't have any hate for Trisha. If anything, I find her to be the victim of a decadent society obsessed with luxury, indulgence, pleasure, fame, and money. Even though she herself is the utmost crystallized symbol of this decadence and degeneration, I see her as a victim of this culture. Because in our current culture, she's hailed as a success. Finding fame and wealth by really just being herself on social media and making YouTube videos and vlogs. Getting and discussing her various cosmetic and plastic surgery procedures, discussing her troubled personal life, consuming copious amounts of fast food, pizza, and all of many unhealthy foods in copious quantities, showing off her many purchases of really the tackiest designer clothes and accessories. But fortunately, you can't buy taste. Her custom pink Jeep, her Malibu Barbie-esque condo, all while not conforming to standard female celebrity body type, and for the most part, being very real. She discusses her problems, her troubled past, her loneliness, her depression in a very open and real way and is conscious of her own superficiality. And I do respect her for both this openness and as much self-honesty as her limited consciousness allows. But this is also where the internal decay comes into play on so many levels. A decay I don't think she completely realizes, and why I see her ultimately as a tragic figure. First, just on a physical level, that she continues to consume huge amounts of horribly unhealthy foods on camera in mukbangs. It seems like her diet is comprised completely of fried fatty foods and fast food, even doing a 10,000-calorie mukbang. Yet, at the same time, she cries in desperation over her weight, never seeming to make the connection between the two, and instead opts for procedures like liposuction to deal with her terrible diet. But as she also talks very candidly about her health problems and depression, even though she's correcting the problem of her unhealthy diet cosmetically via surgery, it's still damaging her overall health and mental state. She's still decaying from within, even though the outside appearance can be maintained through pretty extreme procedures. And I think it's a bit ironic considering that she's an icon for body positivity and acceptance. For if one was truly accepting of their body type, they wouldn't be getting plastic surgery. if one truly loved themselves, they wouldn't do the damage in the first place. You know, I myself grew up around people who got plastic surgery, all manner of procedures, and, you know, saw the reality of it from a fairly young age. And I was rather horrified and turned off by cosmetic surgery and made a resolute decision to never get it, even though I've had considerable reconstructive plastic surgery. I do believe in preserving yourself via a healthy lifestyle and good skincare instead. It takes more dedication. The results aren't as dramatic, but I believe it's worth it in the long run. But this internal decay of Trisha goes much deeper than the physical for her. She's also quite candid about her loneliness and depression in her vlogs and story times, that despite having all of the fame and wealth and toys and clothes and being able to afford all of this plastic surgery, despite achieving her and our society's idea of success, it's an empty, hollow victory, and ultimately unfulfilling and spiritually bankrupt. It didn't bring her joy, love, fulfillment, happiness, or purpose. It only populated her life with meaningless objects, allowing her to decorate the outside of her life and body, while the inside was left to decay and atrophy. And when she speaks of her loneliness and depression and having no friends, one must wonder if her fame and success is what is isolating her. Now, I have nothing against decadence. Some may even say that in my time, I have been one of the queens of surrealistic decadent hedonism on the earth plane. If you've known me personally for a long time, you're probably laughing right now and remembering some interesting time spent with me. We live an absurd existence in a crumbling, tacky empire on a dying planet. Our lives are mostly meaningless. And the search for meaning here will drive you insane. It will drive you to the ends of this earth, to the deepest depths of misery. And I can say from experience that trying to travel to the edges of existence, that standing on the edge of the abyss will leave you dizzy, and the abyss won't just stare back at you. It'll take something from you. It'll take an essence of your soul, and it will leave something behind. Something cold and empty, terrifying, but beautiful, behind, within you, that'll always be with you, no matter how hard you try to exercise it. And a life of terror and beauty on the edge of the abyss isn't for everyone. The world is a more lonely place, and it looks different for man transformed. It's difficult to master the skill of being in this petty world, but not being of it, of being one's own master and not merely a product of your environment, of being one's own parent, the creator of one's own identity and destiny, to push the boundaries of free will as far as they'll go in this deterministic realm. Because you can rechristen yourself in your own image. All you need is courage and will to begin the journey, which will end in your own transformation. But back to Trisha. Because her decadence is so mediocre, based in a lazy worship of consumer culture and bad taste, I can't even be a fan of it as decadence. It's mediocre petite bourgeoisie decadent hedonism. She isn't trying to push the boundaries of human existence on the earth plane, or even her own identity. It's not interesting. There's no bravery, no real risk. And it's her mediocrity that makes her an inherently tragic figure. She'll never find the sublime. She's not even reaching for it. Her decadence doesn't help her transcend anything. Instead, it's narcotizing, and in that sense, an existential failure. Real transcendence, real adventure, come with real risk. Both the cost and the reward are great. But in many ways, she's the perfect celebrity for our times. A reality TV Marilyn Monroe. Over the top in all of the safe ways, using all of the standard tropes. Because real decadence is the most dangerous thing in the world. The maximalism steeped in mediocrity, the ridiculous superficiality, the emptiness, the isolation, the worship at the altar of consumerism and celebrity culture, it is a reflection of these sour times. People say, stop making stupid people famous. But in a stupid culture, what is the alternative? And fame is begotten by the many, not by the few. But don't let it get you down. You are the fight. Your existence is the resistance. Fight for your identity. Fight to be different. Fight to stand on the edge of the abyss. And when it stares back into you and takes something, don't be afraid. Let it overtake you. Let it transform you. Let it reform you into your own image. So, thanks for tuning in. I'm testing out a shorter format these days, so let me know if you like it. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Libsyn. If there's anything you really want to say to me, I can be reached at softmachinepod@gmail.com and at Tamara_Frankel on Instagram or Twitter. And we have a Facebook page too, the Soft Machine Podcast. So, yep, thanks for tuning in and chit chat with you next time. This is Tamara Frankel signing off.